Unit 5, Westward Expansion, Industry, and Immigration. Westward Expansion. During and after the Civil War, many settlers began moving out west in search of a better life. As compared to earlier settlement, the journey was made less difficult with the railroad. The need for railroads expanded rapidly between 1865 and 1890. Land grants were offered to two railroad companies willing to build a transcontinental rail system, which was completed on May 10, 1869, Union Pacific Company and Central Pacific Company. Two immigrant groups that were most responsible for the labor to build the transcontinental railroad were the Chinese and Irish. The transcontinental railroad moved goods and people quickly across the country, contributed to the destruction of the buffalo herds, and developed time zones in the United States. The Homestead Act offered settlers 160 acres of free land in exchange for farming the land for 5 years. The combination of free land and new transport via the railroad led to increased expansion of the West. Farmers and ranchers helped settle the West, created industries that are still an important part of American life. But their presence led to increased conflict with Native Americans. The role of religion, how land should be owned and used, and educating the young for adulthood all resulted in conflict between white settlers and Native Americans. Conflict in the West. Native Americans of the Great Plains depended on buffalo to survive, but railroads threatened this lifestyle. For centuries, some Native Americans lived as farmers and hunters while others lived a nomadic life, following herds of buffalo. Government officials wanted to ensure the safety of whites moving into Native American territory, the Great Plains. American hunters slaughtered the buffalo to feed railroad crews and to prevent herds from blocking the trains. The buffalo were important to Native Americans as they used almost every part of it to help them survive. Conflict between Native Americans and whites grew as Native Americans were forced onto reservations. For instance, Custer's defeat at the Battle of the Little Bighorn led to a large push to place Native Americans on reservations. Way, Wind River Reservation. The U.S. policy of assimilation tried to force Native Americans to adopt white culture. A battle at Wounded Knee was the last armed conflict between the U.S. government and Native Americans. Summary: Westward Expansion. What opened the West to settlement and conflict? Mining. Miners found gold in the West, leading to the creation of new states. Railroads. Railroads transported gold and silver to market and brought supplies to the miners. Settlers. Effects of the Transcontinental Railroad included ranchers and farmers moved west. Natives. Native Americans became angered with the poor land and the government's failure to deliver on promises, which led to widespread uprisings. Immigration. Pull factors. Available land. Better life. Religious freedom. 1880 to 1920. This group of immigrants was more diverse. Immigrants. Countries. Italy. Ireland. Eastern Europe. China. Mexico. Reasons. Jobs. Land. Religious freedom. Immigration. Jews came to the U.S. from Eastern Europe mainly to escape religious persecution. Job opportunities attracted people to America's rapidly growing cities in the 1800s. Most Eastern European immigrants entered the U.S. through Ellis Island. Immigration created a melting pot of blended cultures, and some say cultures were more of a salad bowl existing side by side. Anti-immigration. Many immigrants returned to their native country. Some immigrants refused to practice native traditions to fit in. Often immigrants lived in ethnic neighborhoods where they felt accepted. The U.S. responded to anti-immigration feelings by establishing immigration quotas. Summary: immigration. Why did people come to the United States of America? New immigrants began to arrive in the late 1800s, seeking opportunities in the United States. New immigrants arrived from Greece, Russia, Hungary, Italy, Turkey, and Poland in the mid-1880s. After 1900, emigration from Mexico, China, and Japan increased. People emigrated from their native countries for a variety of reasons, push factors, including overcrowding, poverty, scarce jobs, crop failures, persecution against certain ethnic groups, and the opportunity for a better life. Immigrants adjusted to life in America, finding work, forming communities, and adapting to a new culture. Some people opposed immigration, while others appreciated the positive contributions made by immigrants. Immigrants and others flooded to American cities, where extremes of poverty and wealth existed. Growing cities suffered from health and sanitation problems, poverty, fire, and crime. Industrialization. Industry. Railroads stimulated the American steel, lumber, and coal industries and provided thousands of jobs. Henry Ford's automobile and assembly line changed industry and society forever, Model T. The age of steel impacted building of skyscrapers, bridges, and rails and locomotives. Andrew Carnegie dominated this industry. John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company controlled the booming oil industry. Wages offered many factory workers were so low that everyone in the family had to work. The invention of the electric elevator made it possible to locate factories at the top level of 10-story skyscrapers.